It is time for Tribe Talk with Jim Rosenhaus of the Cleveland Indians Radio Network, brought to you, of course, by WEOL AM 930, 100.3 FM, by your North Ridgeville convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Jim, good morning. Welcome to the morning show.
Good morning, Les.
Nine in a row. My goodness. What do we do?
It's been a tough stretch, to be sure. And, Terry Francona, during his time here, hasn't been through a losing skid this long. There's been a couple of eight-gamers, and I always like to say that he's a lot of times he's at his best when the team is struggling like this, because there's not that sense of panic or anything like that. But, Les, I think they're really just running into kind of the cumulative effects of all the injuries they've had, specifically to the starting rotation, and that'll filter down into everything else. And I think it's starting to catch up with the ball club, and they're just having a tough time. Plus, they've run into some of the better teams in baseball now the last week in Houston and Tampa Bay.
Well, they are home again tonight after being gone. So, I don't know. What does your feeling tell you? Do you think that this might be sort of an upswing, possibly?
Well, look, they go into every game, whether they're home or road, and obviously think they have a chance to win. And tonight, look, coming home, they're playing the Royals, a team that also has struggled this season. They have Zach Plesac will be back on the mound, which is huge. Now, he's not going to go too far into the game, but at least get him back out there, and that could give them a nice jolt of some positive things at the start of the game from the starting pitching. So whether they're home, road, who the opponent is, they're just trying to come out and play a good baseball game and win a ball game, and so they'll try and do that tonight at Progressive Field.
Talking to Jim Rosenhaus, I'm one of those many talk show hosts who feel that, the announcers for sports teams, they have a crystal ball and they know exactly what's going to happen. So do know that is where my questions are coming from.
Yeah. If we knew, we might be able to patent that and really make some big-time money if we could predict those games. But that's the beauty of sports, isn't it? That sometimes you just don't know. I mean, here the Indians are in a 9-game skid. The Cubs were at an 11-game skid at one point. So sometimes you just never know. And I think that's the beauty of sports. But you keep going out there, and the teams try and pull it together and see if they can't get a win.
Now, many players are obviously still hurt, and you did mention that. And you did mention that Zach Plesac is coming back. Any news about some of the players who are still hurt as to how their recovery process is going?
Yeah, I think the two key ones would be obviously Shane Bieber and Aaron Civale, and then both have been down for a while now. And, it's hard to say when they'll be back. In Bieber's case, he still hasn't started throwing yet. He's trying to do everything else but throw, as he has a shoulder injury that he's trying to work through. And Civale had that middle finger strain, and he actually, even though the finger is, it's kind of got, I don't know if taped up is the right word, but, he has some bracing on there, but he's able to throw lightly to keep the rest of his arm in some semblance of shape. But it's going to take them a little while to build up and be ready to pitch in a major league game. Les, I'd be shocked if they were back before August, maybe sometime in the middle of August, but nothing official from the training staff yet, because they just don't know. And until they start throwing and getting into that period where they go out on a rehab assignment, it's really, really hard to know when they'll be back.
Now, do you get a chance to, kind of get one-on-one with some of the players and just your day-to-day? And if so, what are some of their thoughts? What are they telling you?
Well, we do a little bit more now. During the COVID time, it was tough, but we do have a little bit of field access right now. And you'd be surprised. I think probably as fans, maybe we, I don't know if you take it harder, if that's the right word, but I think you're more almost emotional about it, because you don't really have a chance to make a difference. Obviously, they're disappointed that they want to win. The flight home last night was a little bit quieter than it would be had they swept a doubleheader on the winning side. They feel it a little bit. But you know, I think they're so focused on trying to get better, and this is a young ball club. I think they're so focused on trying to get better that they don't get too caught up into how long a losing streak they're on or anything like that.
Different fields are different, just like, you know, different basketball courts are different. What is different about Progressive Field which might add an extra advantage other than just simply being back home, if there is any?
You know, I don't know that there is, because it's been a pretty fair ballpark for both pitchers and hitters. Like, there's certain parks you go to, like Colorado. You better bring your offense out there because the ball flies and it's that thin air out there. And then there are certain parks that are great pitchers' parks, like Kansas City. You know that if you pitch well, you'll be rewarded, and it's kind of hard to score runs, things like that. But Progressive Field is I think, a very fair park both ways. So there's no real advantage to hitters or pitchers. I think it's just a nice ballpark that players enjoy coming to from the visiting team, and certainly the Indians enjoy playing in.
You know, I don't get the chance to talk to you very often, so if you don't mind, I want to ask you a question about what you do specifically. Gentlemen and ladies who announce sports are just fascinating to me. How you guys can just stay on top of the game and, as it's happening, tell us what's happening. That's something that's pretty easy until you try it. How in the world are you able to just stay on top of it like that and make it look so easy?
I don't know, Les. I don't know if it's just having, I did games for 16 years in the minor leagues to work at that. And I've been here since 07. And I think Tom will tell you that you just try and be as prepared as you can so that when the game starts, you can just describe what's happening. And then, you know, weave in some information about the players and things like that. But I think it's just that when you do it every day, and baseball is certainly every day with very few days off, you kind of get into a rhythm and it becomes a little bit easier. But trust me, there are some nights where it's not easy. Hopefully it still sounds that way, but there's some nights where you're really battling. It's not the easiest thing in the world.
No, and believe me, I know it's a lot more than just sitting in front of the microphone and turning it on. I mean, there, you know, for the amount of time that you're actually on, there's just that much more prep that goes on behind the scenes. I mean, you know, knowing all the players, not having to think, okay, now, you know, who's number three again on this team? Who's number five again? I mean, bam, it just comes right out. And I understand now you're in the rhythm because you've been doing it for a long time. But, I mean, when you first started, I mean, how do you learn that?
Well, I think baseball is a little bit easier than say, like hockey or basketball or football. My goodness, there's so many players to keep track of. I mean, at least it's a slower game, and, you know, the guy's coming up to the plate, you can see who it is. But, you know, whereas hockey, they're changing on the fly, and football, they're sending the guys in and out and all that kind of stuff. So I think it is a little bit easier for since baseball is a little bit slower.
So bottom line, is it good that they're home tonight? What's your feel?
Oh, yeah, anytime you're home, I think it's a good thing. You're familiar with where you are, you have your routines at home. You know, the players, they have access to all the indoor cages and things like that if there is some bad weather this afternoon. So I think it is a positive, and we'll see if that makes a difference tonight.
And when is game time?
7:10, first pitch tonight and tomorrow night, then 6:10 on Saturday, and a 1:10 for the last game before the All-Star break.
All right, Jim Rosenhaus, thank you so much for joining us. You take care.
You got it, Les. Thanks.